Raise Your Vibration, The Original Design. If you've known me and my work, you know that I talk to something I call Source. I begged Source for decades to allow me to do the work for it. Today I get all my knowledge from Source. Our conversations happen on many levels. Feelings, premonitions, dreams, stuff showing up when I need to deal with it. And also through things that I initiate, muscle testing yes/no answers. A few days ago I ran out of intelligent questions to ask. The question I wanted an answer to, who or what are you? Source said it is physical, even though it has no particles, no shape, no volume, no whatever would make it physical in my world. And it is sentient. Whether I know what Source is, I enjoy a connection with it that is very valuable to me. Even though I often do what the heck I want. Ugh. Now, I am clear that I am not religious. I don't believe all these things. I know all these things. The following also makes sense to me. The universe has an original design. Though I grew up not believing that, I have seen proof, evidence, and other convincing signs that today I consider myself someone who helps return humanity to the original design. Here is what could be true. In the beginning there was only the light, a sentient energy. It was an abundance of energy, and because there was nothing else it wasn't giving it to anything. The energy wasn't moving. There was no recipient. It was static. Stagnant. And boring. For eons this was fine, but one day the light had this new thought, I can create something to pour the light into. I can create a vessel to be the recipient of my light. I'll get the energy moving. So the light created the vessel, and then, again, for eons, it was wonderful. It worked. The light did the giving, the vessel did the receiving, and it was all good. The light did what the light liked to do, give its light without any restriction, and the vessel received it, and it was all good. Very good. But there was a glitch in the system, because there was nothing else but light, the vessel was made of that raw material too, and it had, in its DNA the desire to give. And with the light it was receiving, this hidden desire to give got stronger and stronger, until one day. The vessel said, enough. I want to earn the light I receive. I want to be able to give light myself. The light obeyed. It withdrew itself to an infinitely small spot and then expanded, with a big bang, and a universe got created. The universe where, because of the physical nature of the universe, there was plenty of vessel-type energy, ready and able to receive. The original vessel broke into tiny fragments in the Big Bang. Each tiny fragment of the vessel, a vessel themselves, now had the desire to become like the light. And each fragment of the vessel now has a place to practice giving, practice becoming like the light. Kabbalah calls these fragments souls. The vehicle these souls use is what we call humans. The soul uses this vehicle to practice becoming like the light. But there is a ground rule. 1. All humans will be born not remembering this arrangement. 2. Humans have a right to choose their own attitudes and behaviors, to listen to the soul, or not. Fulfill the soul's purpose, or not. And although humans are built from light, and although humans are inhabited by the fragments of the original vessel, it has taken them eons and thousands of eons to come to today, where I am able to tell you what the original design was, and what we, as humans can do to fulfill that original design. The original desire of the vessel. Anyway, back to the original design. You see, just like at the olden days before creation, we still have an immediate line of communication to the light. But at some point we discovered that we can know an awful lot about a lot of interesting stuff without conferring with the light, without checking in with it whether we're on track or off. Some of the time, and some of us tried to tell others that we are divine, that we have a design, that we are living and consistent with the design, and that's why there is so much trouble in the world. It sounded like a good idea, but recently I have stumbled upon the idea that the design of the human being that can become like God is hidden in our design. It is by a design that it's hidden. If you understand computers you'll get the analogy, in certain Windows machines, it doesn't matter how much RAM you put, it can't see and it can't use more than 4 gigabytes. Or 7. Or 16. Depending on the computer. If you change the operating system, it can see all the RAM you put in the machine. RAM is what makes a PC fast, and be able to multitask. To have all those different pages open at the same time. This analogy is to show that we, as humans have hidden capabilities that need to be activated by upgrading our operating system. In humans, operating system's capability, its RAM, and its hertz are measured in our vibration. Upgrading our operating system is what we call raising our vibration, or raising our consciousness. To where? To the original design. But how do you do that? For eons, human being tried to use go-betweens. Idols. A golden calf, a man, a prophet, a sculpture, a book, a pendant, a symbol, your breath, your mantra, your guru, spirits, spirit guides, shamans, healers. People talk to the go-between, and do not connect directly to the light, to source, the original design, to where everything comes from. Back in 2011, when I originally wrote this article, I developed a technology that connects you directly to source, and it takes a few seconds. It must have been an idea whose time has come. When you get your hidden capacities activated through the Creator, your vibration starts to rise. Your life starts to be smaller than you, and you start to be able to live like the divine being you were always meant to be. Live according to the original design. So how can you learn to connect to Source? Easy. I have had hundreds of connection calls. And I also offer one-on-one instruction. Register for the connection calls recordings.